Good evening and welcome. Martin Luther King Day. Nice day to reflect on a leadership that was led by the heart. And he said things like this: if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. Have to keep moving forward. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. The time is always right to do what is right. So true. So thank you, Martin Luther King, for your authenticity and pointing us to the truth that we can always do what's right. And if we don't, we also know what to do with that too, because we know we are perfectly imperfect. We have this Buddha nature. It's in all of us. It's just there's a few things that we had to settle with the system in order for the Buddha nature to be known. So that's what we're all about. What's holding us back? And last week we listened to Thich Nhat Hanh, a famous Zen monk, that suggested that he's not the first person to say this, but it's Western psychology also, to suggest we inquire about our wounded child. I mean, one of the things that it's happening to us is we're beginning to see and know things about ourselves that we've not opened to in the past. And so also the conscious unconscious rises with us being conscious. And so we have an opportunity to look closer at what's holding us back. What's holding us back? So we've been practicing long enough. We have the skills to begin inquiring about our true self, and that's what we're doing. And why not start at the beginning? Why not reflect back consciously to the beginning of our lives to just kind of scout around any deep, deep hurts that need our attention and love? It's just part of the healing process. Why? Well, because we can be carrying a wound around with us that can be healed. That's what is so important. If it can be known, it can be healed. So isn't that why we meditate, at least part of it? Opening to the truth about this body and mind, and it sets us free. It sets us free from our own mind. So what does that have to do with waking to the truth? Well, this is a situation we're in. It's not lasting, but here we are right now. But the truth of any moment sets us free. And of course, as Randy reminded us, the here and now is just that place. And we have the wisdom of what living in the here and now offers us, unlike anything else that's been offered us. So how do we come to the true self? How can our practice help us develop a healthy and full sense of self? And so Jack Kornfield, being a clinical psychologist, he knows that there are several aspects of this process to understand. And the first really is the mind and body. Because our first sense of self, or ego strength, described in Western psychology, comes from our past, where we had no say-so about who we were around or hung out with or what we were, exposed to. So our birth temperament or tendency are shaped for us. Now what do? Well, we wake up to them, and mirroring from our childhood environment to create a sense of who we hold ourselves to be. Not a small thing. So a deficient and negative ego sense of self can be established. And if this sense of self is unhealthy, our spiritual work of self is initially a word of just reclaiming what is rightfully and honestly who we are. Just reclaiming it. Reclamation. And what are we reclaiming? Well, we're reclaiming the wisdom that we're beginning to see directly for ourselves, that we're not our thoughts, we're not our emotions, we're not our feelings, we're not this body. So who the hell are we, right? So keeping these truths handy when we meditate, this means understanding and releasing if we can acknowledge any wound. Doesn't have to be from the childhood, but any wound that keeps haunting us. Because in the past, I didn't know what to do with it. I had no idea. And to be caught in it is hell, of course. So this means we have this understanding and releasing if we have a wounded sense of self anytime. And reawakening the lost energy and authentic connection to ourselves. That's what keeps us down, even on a physical, energetic level, is it takes a lot of energy to try to be who we're not. Because why? It's not natural. It's not nature. We're not flowing like the stream. We're saying, wait a minute. So when we have reclaimed some measure of ourselves, we're not our thoughts, we're not our emotions, we're not these bodies, then this is what happens. The development of the self then leads to more fundamental level. That's the shift. That's where the shift occurs. And the discovery of self begins. So we're slaying the dragon, as Joseph Campbell would say to us, of self-hatred, so we can discover who we really are. I mean, is the Buddha saying that's what's holding us back? Absolutely, that's what's holding us back. And this is the discovery that the positive qualities of character that spiritual life works so hard to cultivate, we already have. It's here. So we're reaching. We're searching. We're going within. We want to know the truth within us. Not by being mean to ourselves and scorning ourselves. That's not the way to the peace of mind, but the only way to a peace of mind is loving ourselves, not hating ourselves. We know that. I mean, come on, we know that. Now, let's just put some right action with it. From the sense of true nature, we can also discover and honor our individual or personal identity. Our self for this life is unique. Everyone on this green's path of conditioning and the path to awakening will be different. That's why the Buddha says, don't emulate me or anybody else. Because your true path has to come from within you. And, you know, that's had a great impact on my practice because that helps me or enables me to see myself as more than just what I've seen in the past. That there really is more to me, this mind and body along with what's beyond the mind and the body. So we have these unique patterns that we run away from. And yet, you know, we love when we see authenticity in people. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And we can do that because we have that kind of vision. We won't cut people off because they're perfectly imperfect. We have a deep wisdom that connects all of us. We screw up. We're not perfect. We can't do it right all the time. And to enable that kind of living is not true living. So we have patterns, true patterns of ourselves that we need to get to know. And that's our journey. So this is important. Only when we combine the development and discovery of self, mind and body self, ego self, then we can bring in with it a realization of the emptiness of self. See how it works? You can't divide the two. So this completes our understanding of true self. So many of us who enter practice, as we all know, didn't have a healthy childhood. We have this weak and shaky sense of ourselves because we've been conditioned that way. And sometimes we can temporarily go above this deficiency and touch this openness and selflessness. And we can see the difference. And of course, this is called spiritual bypass. Because some of us have these minds that will take in all the Buddha Dharma quickly. And there's a lot of it. A whole lot of it. And so we get stuck. Little to no, and this is what will tell us about that. If it's not integrated in our daily life. Some way. Somehow. Now, that's not to make you anxious about it, but usually we don't see it in ourselves. Others do. That's the thing about it. You get feedback from others. You know, what about her? You know, what about him? So in daily life, that's why it's difficult with how we view ourselves. That keeps us stuck in an ego type of existence. So the first level of self-development, Jack Kornfield says, is reclaiming. Because meditation is a process of healing. And in reclaiming, we bring attention to understanding the painful conditions that created our weak, deficient, and barricaded sense of self. We're just opening to it. We're just opening to the authenticity of life. And we begin to see how our own defenses and the wishes of others have eclipsed a true grounding in our own deepest experience. Waking up to ourselves. And eventually, these old patterns don't work for us. Something happens. And a healthier sense of self arises. And so, the emptiness of self is not so far-fetched. So if the fearful and deficient self is gone, then it must mean we can start, or we should, if there's a should, start over like a what? A child. A child. That's what we saw in, or see in the Lama, Dalai Lama. That's what we see, even though I can't say his name. You know, you see that authenticity that a 5-year-old or a child presents him or herself. So we're just recognizing and reclaiming our own body, our own sense of true self. And so understanding this in reclaiming of our lost self is a major part, Jack Kornfield said, of any Westerner's spiritual journey. And I like that he clarifies Westerner's journey, because I figured out real fast early on in my practice that this Western Buddhism did not necessarily fit in 100% to the Asian path, because we're different. And the Buddha knew that. He said throughout his teachings, you know. So, to reclaim our unspoken voice, to reclaim the truth within us. And that's our lesson for tonight. And so, now do it. Now just do it. Love yourself. Because you're so lovable. You're so, so lovable. Thank you.